Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's all good.
I know you told me.
I know, but you don't listen.
I do. He just got done telling me I don't listen.
He's a horrible listener.
Tommy knows.
I think I know. Mm. Fire?
Close.
Youth Warrior.
No.
Damn it. That's Juventud Guerrero.
Juventud Guerrero.
That's what it's.
Did you know, Evan?
Of course I know, Teak. It's insulting to even imply I wouldn't know, but why don't you tell the audience what it is?
Fiery Tempered King.
Yeah. Fiery Tempered King.
I was close.
Right.
I was in the ballpark.
You were not that close.
I said fire. Would you say
close? Blah, 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 blah. No, I said
he gave a non-answer.
I gave a non-answer. I avoided the question. Dan is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
Yeah. So it's going well. Thank you.
Excellent. Speaking of Pacheco, for Alonso at the trade deadline, as a long-term Mets fan, I'm concerned that if they're not looking to sign him, that might be a huge topic coming up. What do you guys think?
Not sign who coming up? I'm sorry.
Say that again.
I'm saying with the trade deadline coming up,
yes,
and Alonso not being signed by the Mets potentially next year, if that becomes a big target for them.
Trading Pete Alonso?
No, I do not want to see that.
They're not going to do that.
First of all, he is signed. He just has an opportunity to opt out.
Yeah. Well, so, why would they trade him? Because they know they're not going to re-sign him?
They know he's going to opt out, and then they don't want to re-sign. I get what he's saying. If Pete Alonso informs the Mets, or Boris informs the Mets at some point prior to the trade line, mm-hmm, we're opting out. We want a bigger deal, longer term, whatever, whatever the circumstances are. And the Mets say, well, thanks for informing us of that. You're going to opt out, but we're not going to re-sign you, so we're going to trade you.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
Makes
no sense.
Only if you think you can get a haul back for him.
For what? You're trying to win a World Series.
To me, it makes no sense because he's integral to what you're doing.
Yeah, the Mets are trying to win right now. They didn't trade him last year.
Just paying him.
Well, you're better off just saying, have a monster year. Let's try to win a World Series. And at the end of the year, let's see what your market is.
Yeah.
Like, I'm still very skeptical. And this actually is the makings of a perfect day for a long-term prediction on Pete Alonso's next contract, which we did a year ago at this time. And I'm trying to remember what the results were. I think I won this one because I said, I think he's going to settle for a short-term deal. He's not having a good year.
Yes,
but I felt better about that because he wasn't having a good year.
Right.
I have no idea, and we could play the game because I'm being honest with you, I have no idea what Pete's going to get in free agency. And I don't think the Mets do either. And because of that, there's no reason to trade him. Like, you're going to play it out.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to hope you win the World Series. And then the offseason is the offseason. And the other reason why you don't trade him is because, again, the Mets are trying to win a World Series. So they're going to add guys at the trade deadline. I just mentioned Jarren Duran as an option from Boston. Well, there's another center fielder that may be available. His name is Cedric Mullins, center fielder for the Orioles. He's a free agent at the end of the year. That's what you do when you're trying to win a World Series. You trade for guys sometimes that are free agents at the end of the season.
Right.
You try to win, and you worry about Cedric Mullins during the offseason if you're even intending on keeping him. So just because a guy's a free agent at the end of the year doesn't mean you're going to trade him. But you know what? I want Tiki to go first now because I got to figure out how I want to go on this. Mm. Today is June 9th, 2025. Pete Alonso is hitting 301. He's on pace to drive in 150 runs. he will opt out.
Yep.
When he opts out, whether it's with the Mets or some other team, what will be the final parameters of Pete Alonso's new contract? Tiki Barber!
5 years.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
180.
Okay, let me put my calculator out.
It's like 36. 36.
That's a good, you know what? That's a solid one. For bonus points, what team is giving him that contract?
The New York Mets.
The New York Mets, okay. Sean Morash, long-term prediction. We'll obviously check the results when Pete signs. What will be Pete Alonso's contract in free agency and with which team?
I'm going to say he goes with the Mets 5 years as well with Tiki. Here's the deal with the money, though. If he's going to get the long-term security at his age, 5 years, going into age 31, $30 million making this year, let's call it $26 million a year. Give me 130, five for 130.
It's a pay cut.
But you got to realize he's getting $24 million next year on the deal, 30 this year. It was more of an upfront. Now I'm also paying him. You could choose to take a shorter term and I'll give you a higher, but I think he takes the long-term security, bringing that amount per year down.
Got it.
That's where my brain went.
Fun so far. Tommy Lugauer.
He's going to get Pete Alonso's going to get a 7-year deal, $35 million a year, which adds up to
$245 million.
There you go.
7 year, and with which team?
The Mets.
Wow. Okay, so we're all universally thinking he's going to resign.
All right. I mean, what else? I just don't know who else would pay him that much money.
No, that's a great question. I think he will end up signing a 3-year, $105 million deal that will also feature opt-outs.
What?
That's my prediction, yeah.
What do you mean, what? But why would he do another opt-out deal?
I am very skeptical, unlike you guys, clearly with your predictions, that there's going to be a robust market for him, despite the year he's having. Like, I think there will be teams interested. I do not think a team's going to offer him a 5 or 6 year deal. And if no one does, the Mets aren't giving him that. The Mets aren't offering.
It's basically 2 years more, and he's just getting an upgrade.
The Mets don't have to offer what isn't out there. You see what I'm saying?
See, if the Cubs don't bring back Kyle Tucker, I think they're going to be very much in the mix.
They're bringing back Kyle Tucker.
Okay,
in my mind.
You could say that in your mind, but that's fine. And there's still a team out there on the West Coast that's begging to pay stars like the Angels or the Giants.
No, I totally get that. I'm disagreeing with you. And I think that this market this year was so quiet for him. And then next year, he's a year older. Right. He's coming off a great year, assuming this year keeps up.
But I'm
skeptical.
I think there's a little bit of a different angle here. And this probably shouldn't be delivered by Scott Boras. This should be delivered by whoever his PR wonk is. But Pete Alonso has a chance to go down iconically as a New York Met.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever milestones he's going to hit, home runs, or whatever it may be, are valuable to a franchise. And so I know this was more of a two-decade-ago argument that people would have about players' values, but I think it's a good one for Pete to lean into.
That he would be better off staying for that reason.
It would be better for him and for the Mets.
I 100% agree with you, but here's where I will disagree. I'll start with Tommy's prediction. If that offer's out there, it's not coming from the Mets. I'd be stunned if the Mets gave him 7 years, 245. I'd be stunned. And if someone gives it to him, which could happen, mm-hmm. I could be reading this market dead wrong. And I hope I'm not, because if someone gives him 7 years, 245, it ain't going to be the New York Mets. I'd be very surprised, despite the year he's having, if David Stearns and Steve Cohen give it on
a deal
like that.
What if he wins the MVP?
I don't think they're giving him 7 years, 245, bro.
MVP, sorry. Prime of his career?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's the thing. He's trending towards an MVP right now.
He is. And like what I'm telling you is not something I want to have happen. I want him to be a Met forever. I mean, I think we all kind of agree with that. I'm just warning you that I don't think even an MVP season is going to change the fact that they're not going to give him a 7 year, 245 deal. I'm even skeptical they give him what you said, Teague, 5 years, 180. Mm-hmm. I'm skeptical of that. 5 years, 130, the money's low enough, but even the 5 years, that's why my prediction is kind of what I hope happens too, because I don't think the Mets are going to give him much more than that. 3 years, 105. But let's close the envelope. Let's save those predictions and come January 17th. Mm. That's a random one.
Yeah.
We'll find out if we're right or wrong.
Right after the Giants lose on Wild Card Weekend. Perfect.
Look at that. Brings everything back to the Giants, Teague. What'd I tell you?
He can't help himself.
He can't help himself.
Can we circle back to one thing real quick? Where did you get the Pacheco story from?
He was on the Mookie Betts podcast.
Pete Alonso.
Yeah.
And he said Juan Soto's middle name is Pacheco?
Yeah. And did I get that wrong?
Maybe you did. Maybe Pete did. Pacheco is his mom's maiden name. Jose is Juan's middle name.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
Maybe I'd have to go back and listen to Pete.
According
to
Twitter, according to the internet, which Twitter and internet, as you know, bat 1,000.
Here's what I know for sure. Here's what I could tell you.
So does he take his mom's name as well?
Yes.
What's his name? Hines Allen? Josh Hines Allen?
I think his name is Juan Jose Soto Pacheco.
Okay.
I mean, that's what it says on Wikipedia.
That may be the case. I can guarantee you, though, because I do remember this answer, the answer on what his nickname is Pacheco. So maybe Pete got it wrong or I misheard why they call him Pacheco. Good. But his nickname is Pacheco, which Tiki's already informed me I'm not allowed to use. Okay? We're not allowed to use that. We don't know him. Now, maybe someday I'll know Juan.
Yep.
And I'll say, by the way, could I call you Pacheco?
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you another little story about nicknames. When Francisco Lindor had his press conference, and I don't know if it was the trade or the contract, he made it clear he does not like to be called Frankie. And his answer was, my name is Francisco. And so from that moment on,
wow.
I will never
Were
say.
Were people calling him Frankie?
I think in general, people like to make nicknames for athletes that we don't know. We're just like, yeah, come on, Frankie. Yeah, but he doesn't like that.
That doesn't even sound like him.
Well, clearly it doesn't. He doesn't like it.
You know why? Because I feel like it neuters his ethnicity.
That's interesting. Maybe that's why he doesn't like it.
I'm thinking that's probably why he doesn't like
it. Yeah, so advice for Met fans. If you like Francisco Lindor, which everyone does, don't call him Frankie.
Right.
He doesn't want you to.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.